You are listening to Christian Audio's production of The Next Great Move of God, An Appeal to Heaven for Spiritual Awakening by Jennifer LeClaire. This book is read by Anne M. Richardson. This audio recording was produced in 2017 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual agreement with Charisma Media, Charisma House Book Group, originally published in English as The Next Great Move of God, copyright 2016 by Jennifer LeClaire, all rights reserved. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. Foreword. I heard the Holy Spirit say, "I'm going to confirm to you tomorrow night, through the passage of Scripture you read, that I'm sending a third great awakening to America." The year was 1991, the place Washington, D.C. It was the week of the National Day of Prayer, and I was about to participate in something they called a Bible-thon. A canopy was set up on the Capitol grounds, outfitted with a light, a podium, and a small PA system. Participants, in 15-minute increments, read through the entire Bible chronologically, declaring God's word over Congress and our nation. No praying, no talking, just declaring the word of God. Obviously, readers weren't allowed to choose the passages they read. They simply continued reading from where the person ahead of them stopped. My slot was 2 a.m. that Wednesday. When the Holy Spirit spoke to me of the confirmation he would give, my response was one of uncertainty. I knew I could find statements in almost any 15-minute scripture reading from which I could concoct a revival connection. I could do so through a reference to his greatness, sovereignty, or mercy, or possibly from a passage in which he overthrew evil, performed a miracle, or promised salvation. "Sorry, Lord," I said, "but I simply don't trust myself on this one. Due to what I've been studying, writing about, and praying," I continued, "there's only one way I could be confident my Bible passage is confirmation of another great awakening coming to America. My passage would have to be either Haggai or Habakkuk. I know this condition seems a little strange, but God had been speaking to me from those two books of the Bible for months. It did, however, seem impossible that this could occur. Just in case you're unaware of it, Haggai has 2 chapters and Habakkuk has 3. What are the odds that when my time slot arrived, the progression of the reading would be precisely at one of those books? Minuscule. Again, Lord, if this is you speaking to me, I'm sorry," I continued, "but this is the only way I could believe I wasn't simply conjuring up a confirmation." I arrived 30 minutes early, signed the roster, and enjoyed listening to others read. No surprise, they were nowhere near Haggai or Habakkuk. "Oh well, no confirmation tonight," I thought, "but I'll still enjoy reading and decreeing God's word over our government and nation." A couple minutes before my time arrived, the person in charge approached me with the standard alert, "You're on deck, Mr. Sheets." "Yes, ma'am." Then she paused and, with a somewhat confused expression, said, "And when you read, you have your choice. You can either read the book of Haggai or the book of Habakkuk." I was stunned. "Excuse me?" I mumbled. With the same disoriented and puzzled look, she repeated the choice. "Haggai or Habakkuk?" I'm still not sure she even knew why she was doing this. "I'll read Habakkuk," I muttered in a shocked state of mind. And then, probably with more faith than I ever had in my entire life, I read and decreed God's word over our nation. And when I came to chapter 2 of Habakkuk, I almost screamed the words of the first 3 verses. "I will stand on my guard post and station myself on the rampart, and I will keep watch to see what he will speak to me, and how I may reply when I am reproved. Then the Lord answered me and said, 'Record the vision and inscribe it on tablets, that the one who reads it may run, for the vision is yet for